From the Heart, May 19. The Light of the World. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Christ said to his disciples, Ye are the light of the world. As the sun goes forth in the heavens to fill the world with brightness, so must the followers of Jesus shed the light of truth upon those who are groping in the darkness of error and superstition. But Christ's followers have no light of themselves. It is the light of heaven that falls upon them, which is to be reflected by them to the world. The light of life is freely proffered to all. Everyone who will may be guided by the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness. Christ is the great remedy for sin. None can plead their circumstances, their education, or their temperament as an excuse for living in rebellion against God. Sinners are such by their own deliberate choice. Said our Savior, This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. When the claims of God are presented, those who love sin evince their true character by the satisfaction with which they point to the faults and errors of professed Christians. They are actuated by the same spirit as their master, Satan, whom the Bible declares to be the accuser of the brethren. Let an evil report be started, and how rapidly it will be exaggerated and passed from lip to lip. How many will feast upon it like vultures upon a heap of garbage. The true Christian, he that doeth truth, cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. His godly life and holy conversation are a daily testimony against sin and sinners. He is a living representative of the truth which he professes. Of these true-hearted followers, Jesus declares that he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Everyone who at last secures eternal life will here manifest zeal and devotion in the service of God. To know their duty is to do it heartily and fearlessly. They follow the light as it shines upon their path, regardless of consequences. The God of truth is on their side and will never forsake them.